Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Hope your weekend went well. Sorry for being a bit behind on the Sunday episode. I actually ended up including Saturday's news in this as well. I'm as bad at taking days off as I am at being on time. Let's get to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Fed head Jerome Powell's cautious and realistic perspective on the economy is due in part to a homeless encampment visible from his office. Powell has mentioned the encampment many times in speeches and continues to call for rates of homelessness to be a metric considered in any discussion of the economy's health. He's even said that they should be brought in on discussions, and he's right. The Fed is limited in what it can do. It can lower interest rates to make borrowing money easier, but it cannot give money directly to citizens. Powell has been consistent in calling on Congress to either distribute robust cash relief during the pandemic, or better yet, let the Fed do it for them automatically, tied to economic indicators. He's also been adamant in tempering optimism by pointing out how uneven the economic recovery is. I never expected to be a fan of a Fed chairman, but Powell is an ally to our cause, and I'm glad to have him where he is. A new Ipsos Reuters poll of 1,000 Americans, 380 Republicans, has somewhat doused hopes of a return to sanity for the GOP. While voters have more rational positions than their elected representatives on many issues, this poll finds a whopping 60% of Republicans and 32% of the general population still believe that the election was stolen from Trump. The poll also contains many more questions with disturbing results, including regarding the Capitol attack, political terrorism, and voter suppression. This is a monumental problem. If either side is allowed to arbitrarily declare any election they lose as illegitimate, that is a rejection of the very concept of democracy. And the alternatives are not good. If we do not reverse this trend, the greatest freedoms that America aspires to will be stripped. It is vital that we restore trust in empirical fact, reduce partisan tribalism, and get democratic government working for the people. Marjorie Greene is also starting up what she calls the America First Caucus, and it's already off to quite a start. A document leaked in which insiders describe the caucus as supporting explicitly Anglo-Saxon political traditions and architecture, along with many highly isolationist policies such as a full stop to immigration. This prompted backlash from both Democrats and a few Republican leaders denouncing the caucus as racist. It doesn't help that America First was a rallying cry of Hitler supporters and white supremacists. Green claims the wording was a proposal, not the official stance of the caucus. Nevertheless, it's already been widely labeled as the new Nazi caucus or the KK caucus. Heidi of Vets for Yang just put out a valuable article arguing against the tired narrative of the Yang campaign as an all-male organization. Heidi was instrumental to the presidential campaign's limited success. She had personal interactions with both Andrew and many other staff, and she shares her perspective in this post. She also elevates other influential women from the campaign, of which there are many, might be good to share with anyone falling for the bro culture myth. James Treacle, one of the gang's greatest video wizards, is helping Jermaine Johnson tell his story in a documentary. It will be about Johnson's journey from poverty to politics, and they're looking for help in funding the project. You can find links to the Indiegogo and trailer below. I'm excited to announce that there are now over 300 political candidates in the UK who have pledged their support for UBI. You can see them on a map in the link below. Make sure your candidates are on there. If not, link them the pledge. Yang picked up another endorsement over the weekend, this time for the New York City Asian American Democratic Club. And finally, the latest Yang Speaks episode features two of the Yang Gang's most powerful voices and now congressional candidates, Erica Rhodes and Reverend Wendy Hamilton. They've both been powerhouses in Yang's campaign, and this episode helps us get to know them better. For instance, Erica mentioned that she was recognized as Teacher of the Year for developing a new science curriculum in her first year as a teacher. Very impressive and also relatable for me personally. One of the highlights of my own time as a paraeducator was when one of the teachers allowed me to develop some physics lessons for her class. It was probably my favorite part of the job. Turned out pretty well, too. Anyway, check out the episode because both of these women are exceptional advocates that we need in Congress. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the Ipsos poll, the Johnson documentary, the UBI candidates milestone, and the Yang Speaks episode. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.